Hello. It's the 11th, at least on planet Earth. My name is Stella. This month, the makers of this show would like to present to you His Saturn Return, an audio drama written by Cy Sion, the story of an alien forced to confront his own flaws. It will transport you far beyond this atmosphere, into outer space, and across the cosmos. So sit back, relax, and prepare yourself for an intergalactic romp of epic proportions. A warning, there is some adult language in this atmosphere. Tuning frequencies now.
Greetings, my galactic gumdrops. This is DJ S for Salacious, for Escapade, for Space and Time Shenanigans, but you can call me Saturn. DJ Saturn. And I run this planet scene. A few quantum leaps ago, I decided I needed some spice in my life. So I created a journey called Saturn Return. What can I say? Living in a world where you're the one and only all-knowing can be a drag. There's nothing like watching these young souls run through the emotional obstacle courses I set for them. And let me tell you, the pure, unadulterated joy I get from watching their faces when they're doing the missions I send them on. I cannot. It's too much, but you know, I feel for them too. There's one particular return I want to tell you about. It stars an aimless alien and their friends and family. It has reinvention, new obsessions, time and space in your face, and even heated seats, bitches. No time to waste, so you best make haste. This journey won't be kind to past mistakes. This is His Saturn Return. Saturn coming to you live from the Palladium Stadium. Coming through on Comet Fine is my fave contestant, Obsidian 09. They just completed their return and burned that competition to stardust. Come over here, baby, and give this turntable a spin. How you feel, Obsidian?
See the skin? Obsidian. Touch the skin, Obsidian. See your crew, Stygian. See your crew, all has-beens, your nemesis. To oblivion, just get in. To oblivion, take notes, take note that I win.
Loving you is like a sin. Let's give it up for Obsidian. Exit stage, black hole.
Thank you, DJ Saturn. Couldn't have done it without you, babe.
You're welcome. See you in 30 Omegas. All right. Next up is our debutante, a tease, a thrill. He likes to flunk, that unlike others, he's stranger than, queerer than, from Hygieia Clan, Durag Duran. I said, Durag Duran. Paige and Duran Durag. We need you, Duran Durag. We love you, so don't be a drag. Now come on out, Duran Durag.
Duran, where in the ninth hell is that Ziggy at?
Nikkei, where in the 12 houses is your little sibling?
Yes, Duran. My little brother, my
lesser me, my waning moon. There's been so much solar wind lately, and there's extra traffic due to that Megan Thee Stallion concert happening on Europa, and you know Europa traffic.
Okay, Nikkei, no more delay. Just because I remix in master space and time does not mean I like to waste it.
He's that younger generation, DJ Saturn. You know they love being laid, preparing nothing and making grand entrances.
Salutations, my salacious space noise. Catch my name, Duran Duran. Who should have blabbed you blue, the man? Who jigga blabbed the blue? I am. Blah, 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 bitch, you not.
Wait. 1 gamma beta alpha. Minute. I must be on a different frequency because that show didn't make no sense to me and I... Nikkei.
Gamma, damn it.
Nikkei, care to comment on your kin?
Oh, where to begin? How about here? Duran, family frequency now. What did I tell you?
I don't listen to you.
You are embarrassing yourself and myself and our whole family line.
I am avant-garde. Get into it.
Ziggy, you is screwing up real bad. Fractal bad.
Why is it when you say Ziggy, it sounds like a bad word?
Duran, focus.
I'm always in focus.
This is the beginning of your return.
I know.
The beginning of you becoming an Ovid.
I know.
You've been a little nymph all your life, and now it's time to leave that dark matter behind and become the Ovid you're meant to be.
Ziggy, I get it. Alpha, damn, Nikkei. I've been grown. I've been on my Ovid shit. It's you on that grown granddaddy BS.
You're not taking this seriously.
I am the definition. I'm serious, bitch.
You will end up failing your return life.
Don't say it. Don't you dare say it.
Cunt, cosmos.
Oh, you did not just compare me to cunt, cosmos.
And you know what happened to cunt, cosmos.
Bitch, everyone know what happened to cousin cunt, cosmos. And I don't know why you gotta bring up cunt again. You talk about that cunt so much.
Well, let me tell you something else. You're gonna, you need to sit down and do work.
Y'all good, fam?
Perfect.
I'm ready to start my return.
So, on your return, you will travel through time and space, which can't upset the stomach, so it's good to...
You're good, Saturn. I know what to do.
Highly doubt that. And even so, it would still be good to practice to...
Trust me. You good. I know this. Not in a mega goes by without Nikkei talking about their return. I know how this works, like the back of my do-rag.
Oh, so you know if you fail, then that you get grounded.
Sure, whatever grounded. Yeah, whatever. It's a gas planet, but I don't know. So I just go through this big door over here, right?
No, that's the bathroom.
Bathroom? Oh, wait, you're a gas sea planet.
Unless you want to end up hurtling into a black hole, you need a special device to access your return. Stella!
Hello.
It can't be.
Alpha numeric. What is this? Sexy floating spherical.
Stella, systemic tripartite entity luminary location array. Stella for short.
She is a horoscope. She will be your guide and assistant throughout your return.
DJ Saturn, how does Duran get a Stella, but I get stuck with a Stanley?
Stanley.
Good day and goodbye, Stanley.
Stanley.
Hello, Duran. It's nice to meet you.
She cute.
Thank you, Duran.
But we need to change this voice. Stella, can you change voices?
I can.
Duran, this is not the time.
Do that then. Shushat. Do it now.
Voice settings engaged. Do you like this one?
Oh, nope.
Do you like this one?
Frack no. Nope.
How about this one?
Is that really all you got?
Well, I do have this one.
Yes, that one. Perfect.
Duran, that was the first one.
Hey, Stella, what else could you do?
I control the gate. The gate leads to other planets, other dimensions. I'm your guide through time and space.
You'll need Stella to get back in one piece. Returns are often perilous ordeals. By the time it's done, you'll no longer be a nymph. You'll be a full-grown Ovid, making full-grown Ovid decisions. Or so we hope.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Stella will direct you if you ask her for your missions. They'll relate to your Trinity signs. You do know those, yes?
Ha! Yes! Like the back of my do-rag, I tell you. My signs... My signs.
You can't be serious.
It's a sun in Sagittarius. Ha! And a moon. A moon in
Gemini.
Gemini?
That you were even hesitant about it is embarrassing.
That chart is a lot to memorize.
It's essentially your name, your blood type, and basic health status. Not hard.
Orientation complete. Assignment complete. Alignment complete. This Stella is ready to go.
Stella?
Yes, Duran.
Read my Trinity chart.
I'd be happy to. Your moon is in Gemini, meaning you think in layers but are trapped in your multifaceted nature.
Trapped?
Your mission there will be to focus on reading into things outside of yourself.
Rude.
You have a sun in Sagittarius, meaning you will never be satisfied with what you decide.
But
your mission there will be to save what's most precious to you or lose it entirely.
Oh, bitch. Wait a minute.
And finally, your ascendant is in Aries, meaning you present as a hot-blooded, needy child.
Warp.
Your final mission will be to tame that child.
Spot on.
Hush. Anyway, how do I actually go there? I just say gate, right?
And he's off. Don't worry though, audience. We'll be keeping you up to date here at Palladium Stadium in our commentary corner. Duran doesn't know this, but Stella gives us access to tune into their return on any smart device you have.
Oh, that's new. Does Stanley count?
Stanley.
He does.
Then I'm fine with your presence, Stanley. Show me Duran's return.
Am I?
Janet.
Ah! Oh, shit!
So sorry.
Gamma damn. Now, who are you and where are we?
I am V, and this is Janet the Planet.
Janet?
Janet the Planet. Copyright pending. Legally, we must refer to it as the planet formerly known as Pluto.
Oh, well, I'll be an alphanumeric Ziggy. So, what's my mission here, then?
Words. And how to use them correctly, either as a sword or a shield, to cut or protect.
So I learned how to do what? Like, raid a bitch? I can do that in my sleep.
Think you can land a blow? Try me.
All right.
Hit me with your best shot. Swing with your sword.
Oh, it's a swinging. Okay, for starters, it's friggin' dark in here, wherever we are. So, ha, you live like this? You live here? You're just poor. And in a cave or whatever, you can't even afford sunlight. Oh, take that.
Is that tiring for you?
What?
Overcompensating like that.
Bitch.
Words cut deep, little one. You tried to use a broadsword, and I got you with a surgical knife.
What?
You can wave that blade all you want, but note that it's not the size that matters. It's how you use it. Try again. Different target this time.
Okay. Fine.
Say something nice about yourself.
Huh. I'm everything right with the universe. Next.
Now say something nice about your sibling.
Why?
Because I'm challenging you.
Alright, I mean... like, they're tall?
And?
Busy?
Anything else?
I mean, is there anything else?
So, all you have to say about your sibling is that they're tall and they work? Curious, how's it feel not to give two shits about someone who's known you all of your life?
What'd you say to me, Ziggy? What in the fractal? Okay, what even is the point to this mission?
Everything means more than one thing, Duran Durak. And you could see them all if you tried.
I don't try. I succeed.
Keep telling yourself that.
Well, you keep talking. Eventually you'll make sense.
You want me to make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You're just pride and mean and lust and calling that a personality. I hate to say it so plainly, but you failed this mission, boo.
What? No, how? I don't fail.
You fail spectacularly, honey. And this is the simplest mission of them all. It's thinking before you talk. When reading into people, remember to look through and in and over. Find the weak spots, press on them, and start with yourself.
What? Convey? What? I'm just... Okay, sure. Just leave me stranded on Janet the planet. All right. Fine. Your lesson was stupid anyway. Stupid face, voice, shadow thing. Okay, whatever. This is just some gamma bullshit. All right. Fine. Stella.
Yes, Duran.
Open the gate to next mission.
And that, my hyperspace hype squad, is the end of mission one. Did any of those words cut deep, Nikkei?
If he was any good at them, they would.
Ooh, the comeback clapback. Do you take any of that personally?
I can't. There's no point. Duran will never admit he is wrong, that he is sorry. It's futile to fight over it.
Nikkei, do you like your younger sibling?
I am invested in him.
Why?
Because one day he will grow up and leave these childish antics behind and be someone who brings prosperity and growth to our family and clan.
And what if he doesn't?
Duran. Duran. Duran, can you hear me?
No, I just... What? Huh?
You are currently adrift in the fractal node. It is on the astral plane. Here, your mind is one with reality. Travel here is disorienting. Your mission has already begun, and you are in grave danger.
What in the night? Like, from what?
Those.
Oh, the fuck was that? That was a comet. That was a comet, right? It was the signs of it just hit the planet and it...
This comet storm is a product of the nearby storm system. Your mission here is to save these planets, but you cannot save them all. No matter how hard you try, you can only pick three and then escape. Is that clear?
A fucking planet? Why in the 10th hell would I even try to save?
Don't think physically. This is an astral plane. This is your mind. Each planet is a memory. That one there, your favorite food. And over there, your favorite color. And the one that just got hit above us was the first friend you ever made.
What are you talking about? I remember my first friend. It was... They were... She was... Wait.
Durant.
No, wait, I know this.
There is no time.
I know who. I remember the face, and I know her name.
Gone.
It would make it come back.
Can't.
I want it back.
Won't.
Yep, now.
If you do nothing, if you can't recall these important memories, then they will go away, and you will fail this mission.
This cannot be happening.
You must take the sacred bow of the archer and rescue what you can.
With what? I don't even have any.
Arrows come from the inside. Aim at your targets with your heart. When you feel something tighten, that is your bow. Your heart will tell you right away which memories to hold on to. And that choice is instrumental to your galactic growth.
Okay, no, this can't be my life.
This is your life.
Well, then I'm leaving then.
There is no turning back. Here comes the next wave.
What? No, I'm not.
Your first kiss. The bully you hated most. What you were like as a child.
Wait, stop it.
The sweetness of your favorite drink. The music you love.
Stop it. I don't know how these things are even being destroyed.
Duran, there's no making this easier. You have to decide what's important. You aren't making a choice.
I don't.
Choose, Duran.
I can't.
Choose.
I literally... Ah, Zeta, damn it. Fucking 10th hell.
Duran, wait. Feel that?
Yeah?
That means fire. Now.
There. Happy? Wait, they're falling. You said...
It's all right. Look at how they shrink. They'll all be stellar-sized in a moment. You pick the memories that form who you are. Let's look, shall we? Or listen. This first one is a rejection.
What?
Your first rejection.
No.
Someone broke your heart, yes?
Yes, no.
This next one is a cheat. The first time you cheated on anything.
I don't cheat.
It was something you cared about deeply.
Check again. It must be wrong.
I'm looking. Ah, a contest. You cheated at some contest because winning mattered more than anything to you.
Oh, frack that. It can just go back up into the sky and burn up in the next wave.
And the last memory you chose.
What was the last memory I chose?
Your parents. This is the moment where they stopped recognizing you.
Fuck that. Put them back. Put all those back. I don't want them.
But you chose them.
No, I didn't. Ah, shit!
What was so bad that you won't even admit what these memories hold?
There's nothing to admit. The first is just stupid. Just someone who didn't... They said they loved me and... And the second was just a misunderstanding. And they wouldn't let me explain. And that third? Fuck the third one. Gamma damn my parents for getting the Razas.
The Razas.
Yeah, that shit.
A parasite that hides in solar wind. Feeds on the mind. Impossible to detect until it's too late. The minds that were attacked by this virus were your parents. They suffered a loss of memory and could not, in fact, even remember you.
I definitely am not talking about this. I don't even know you. You don't even know me.
It's not their fault, Duran. It's not your fault either.
Correct. It's all yours and Saturn's.
It was a sickness, Duran. There's nothing you could have done.
I am done. Stella?
Yes, Duran.
Don't do it, Duran.
Gate, we're leaving.
Affirmative. I will need 3 alphas to adjust for new cargo.
What cargo?
The core memories you selected to pass this mission.
Nope. I am not taking any of those trash memories.
But you have to, Duran, or you will fail this mission.
There was no passing this shit, so no new cargo. Just go.
You can't keep running.
Can you confirm? No cargo.
Confirmed!
I'm disappointed in you.
Gate!
Woo! What a second mission! Welcome back to the Saturn Sideline Lounge, my classy cosmic cavorts. It's looking pretty bad for my old nymph with a plan, my dude Duran. Anything to say, Nikkei?
No.
Do you have any takes on his performance?
No. This commentary is done.
Orca Fracken, Orcan Action, Action, Fracken, Fracken, Fractals. Oh, but stupid. Back in memory, it's your term, man. You need to get into the man. Oh my god. And now I'm gonna deal with whatever the fresh hell this is. What's that? What's this smell?
Do you like?
Yeah.
That scent is called Embrace. Hi, I'm Gladys. And this is Esmeralda, a bronzed phoenix from the Tau sector. And we're your spirit guides. Ta-da!
Or?
Welcome to Planet Octavia, and happy return to you.
And what is the challenge here?
Well, it'll probably come off as a teensy bit of a shock, especially because returns can be so action-packed. But, you know, ours is a little bit more nuanced. Here on Planet Octavia, we specialize in weaving. So, fair traveler, your return's mission is to uncover the unbridled joy of solving puzzles by helping us detangle and reweave various types of threads.
Oh, okay. How?
We'll help you unravel that mystery when we get started, okay?
Why?
Well, the truth will unfold as you progress. Just have patience.
No thanks. Don't tell me about no patience. This is a mistake. Stella.
Yes, Taran.
Was coming here a mistake? Did you make a mistake?
Compiling. Compiled. I do not make mistakes.
You make mistakes.
Well, let's just get started. Your first knot, as it were, is this fabric here. It's called Aranche Alpha, and it is the straightest, most basic type.
No, okay, so I just undo it like this. I go over to the knot and just...
No, don't force it, my friend. The key to this is patience.
I'll show you patience. This way.
Deep breaths. A different approach, perhaps. This is called Anansi, this thread. And there are three different types of patterns, which are even coilier than the other ones.
It's not in a knot.
Correct. You are absolutely correct. It is not in a knot.
So I win already?
No. See, the objective here is to weave them together.
Work.
And I'm going to tighten them on this loom right here. And so I'm going to straighten them out. Mm-hmm. Now, pluck this one right here.
Okay.
That's Alpha. Now, this one's next right here. That's Beta. Now, the last right here.
Let me guess. It's Gamma.
That's Gamma. Now, all together now. Here we go.
Okay, well, Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Alpha, Beta, Gamma.
Excellent. Alpha. Yes.
I did it?
Well, you did that part. Okay, some patience and deep breaths. The point is that each thread, when vibrated, it makes its own sound. Finding these threads and keeping track of them actually becomes easier when you get the hang of it.
Ow!
Time teaches all things, unto all and in time.
Orp.
Now, to bring it all together, Esmeralda. Esmeralda is coated in the trickiest types of hair. It's the most difficult to manage and untangle. The real challenge of Octavia is to help me groom her by untangling her fur.
You're Sigma fucking Beta kidding me about this, aren't you?
Okay, the profanities are heard. But, you know, let's talk about her hair type because there are three patterns here and you just need some patience because she has it all running along her body and you just have to have some patience with these patterns. Now take your time. Take your time and enjoy the process. The process. Remember, the joy of a puzzle is in its questions.
Yes, it's questions and answers. There. And then, ow! God! That's it! You did this on purpose! This is all just a setup too! Over this! Frickin' over this! Stella, open gate. Go to Saturn. We're done.
Happy return to you. Goodbye.
Bye, goddamn death bird.
Welcome back, Durant.
Is all of this some kind of joke? Is this some kind of attack, Durant?
Pump your brakes. You are not the victim.
Oh, are you sure about that? Because I got told off by the ghost thing, saw my memories explode, and then a fucking bird kicked me in the face, and what in the ninth hell was even up with Death Challenge? Knots? Detangling knots? You want me to sit there and breathe, bitch? Be calm? Just sit there and untie some Sigma damn knots? Bitch!
Duran, you failed all on your own. You were too impatient to weave, too dumb to use your words wisely, and too scared to choose the memories that make up who you are. See? Right there. You are so wrapped up in yourself.
Myself? You are a son all on your own, and we just orbit you, the great Nikkei.
The foolish Duran.
The wiser than thou, Nikkei.
The ugly Duran.
The taskmaster of the solar kingdom.
The true Duran.
Truth? You want truth? This fucking system is outdated. What does it even teach me? Anybody?
That sometimes you need to be humble.
Oh, that's cute. Save it for a loser.
Well, just like missions are assigned based on who you are, so are the consequences for failing them. Like I said, you need to be more grounded. And there is only one planet where that can happen.
But
your head and your heart don't know where to start. They're both in the clouds and coming apart. You've been this way since birth. And now it is time for you to be brought back to Earth.
No fucking gamma way am I going to that fractal forsaken planet.
You've heard the word. You've been a turd. Now down you go until you're cured.
I ain't going. So, how am I get there if I ain't going? I'm not leaving!
Duran, you know, you sure be late. Where do you think Stella gets it from? When you say gate.
Stellar cosplay, bro.
Cosplay?
Make it yourself?
Cosplay? This? Cosplay? Who are you? Oh, gamma, damn it. No one here makes sense. Nothing here makes sense. All this oxygen, yet pollution. You either want to live or die. Pick one, meat puppets. And why the gamma, damn grandmama did it have to be? To be Earth. Why Earth? Did I even fucking deserve this?
Answer, no.
I should just get another chance. Yes, me, you're right.
Hey, watch where you going, dumbass.
You're welcome. I mean, you watch it. If another piece of talking carbon tries to get under my skin again, I swear. There's gotta be a way to get off this rock pretending to be a planet. I need answers. Stella!
Yes, Duran.
Stella? This is unacceptable. All this whole situation, this is unacceptable. Let's warp.
Teleportation is currently offline.
What? Why?
Battery at 10%.
You have a battery?
Yes, and it is now at 9.8675634%.
That's just perfect.
Okay, Bing. Stuck on this goddamn planet. So how do we do this? You can recharge your battery. We need to recharge your battery. How do we recharge your battery?
With a charger.
Oh, yes! Okay, well, so let's warp to the charging station.
I'm sorry, Duran. My limited battery prevents teleportation.
What the fuck is the point of you?
I am a systemic tripartite.
Stop it! The ninth hell did I do to deserve this?
You failed your return.
Did not!
Reprocessing statement. You failed your return.
I hate to say it so plainly, but you failed this mission, Boo.
I am not taking any of those trash memories.
But you have to, Duran, or you will fail this mission.
Answers! They are Ow!
Yeah! Okay. All right, but wait. I am great. I am fine. I am perfect. I am perfect. I am so perfect. I am alone and perfect. Perfectly alone. Ha! Coin it. I love it. Yes, because I'm here, and I'm a mess. I am a mess. I need to find someone to help me.
Affirmative. GPS locking onto target.
No, listen. Listen! Val.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait. I'm waiting. No, Val, you won't blow up the stove!
You!
No, you, honey! Look cute! The category is outer space realness. I love to see it.
It's you!
It's me! Again, love the outfit. Love the vibes. Very anime meets Coachella, but under the sea. But I'm on the phone, so...
You're a Sagittarius!
Wait, how do you know that?
Because you're on the same frequency as me.
Frequency?
You understand me.
Val, I'm gonna call you back. Girl, I said I'm gonna call you back. There's someone out here from Drag Race is talking to me right now. I'll text you. Okay. Love. I said I love you. Okay, bye. Okay, so how did you know my sign?
I need help.
Ugh, of course. I knew it. Must have been the scrubs, right? I need to start taking these off before I leave work.
What?
It's always the scrubs or it's the face. People just always coming up to me needing things. What? Look, I've been listening to too much Tabitha Brown. Taraji P, okay? I have boundaries now. So sorry, but not sorry.
But you have to help me.
Have to, baby. I don't have to do anything but stay black and die.
I'm Sagittarius too. It's Astro Code.
Okay. And that's cute. But like I said, bye-bye now.
Uh-uh, stop! I demand assistance, Earthling.
I don't do rude, baby, so if I was you, I would calm down before I come up out these earrings.
Wait. I really do need help. I'm lost.
Dear Lizzo, why me? Okay, listen. If you want me to help you get found, you're gonna have to try this thing again, okay? And you can start by saying, I'm sorry.
For what?
Dude, you interrupted me on my call. You demanded that I help you. And you told me to stop. That's fucking rude. You need help. So if you don't need help, then it's a goodbye.
Wait, no, don't. Okay. All right then. Oh.
Right. Right.
I am.
Listen, I could go.
I am sorry.
Wow. You really don't say that often, do you?
I'm sorry. Okay, then? I'm sorry for failing all of my missions. I'm sorry for not taking the return seriously. I'm sorry for embarrassing my family. I destroy everything I touch. What's wrong with me? Can you tell me? 'Cause I don't know. Stella doesn't know. No one knows. And I'm stuck. And I'm here. And with you, and I'm sorry for that.
You're going through it. Do you need a hug?
I need a charger.
Okay.
Whoa! Hey! What is that? Are you finished?
No!
You are embarrassing me! People are staring at us! We are black! People can't be looking at us like this! That man just got a whole TikTok off of you! Look at you! You better calm down! Okay, now what's your name?
Duran Durag.
Okay. They naming these kids anything, child. Mr. Durag it is, then. My name is Pleasant.
Greetings.
Okay, greetings to you too, baby. So you said you're lost. How you gonna find your people again? You from out of town?
I'm from outer space.
Wow, you're not breaking character, are you? Okay, I respect it. I respect it, honestly, I do.
Character.
Well, let's start here. What needs charging?
This. It's called Stella.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. This is cute. This little crystal ball. What's that made out of? Amber? Jasper? And no, this is rose quartz right here. Okay, gosh, it has clouds inside. The details is amazing.
Battery low. Engaging sleep mode.
See? I'm never gonna get home. I'm gonna be stuck on this polluted rock. And
that's a read. That's true. We do have a lot of pollution here. Just calm down. Let me look at it.
Do you have what I need?
Okay. I might actually have something back in my place in my 90s box. I don't really be throwing shit away.
Great, let's go.
Ooh, skirt. We people, but we not people, baby. I can't just invite you into my house.
But I have no one else. Please.
Why do I do this to myself? Okay, come on, but you wait outside the door, 'cause I'm packing.
Okay.
Yeah, like bang bang packing.
Bang bang.
All right. Bang bang, that's right.
Bang bang packing.
Bang bang bang.
Bang bang bang.
You got it?
Bang.
Yes.
Bang.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Just so we're clear. All right. So that's about me. Shit. Come on. Getting home is a whole journey.
No flying cars, no teleportation.
Commitment to character again, Lord. Just come in. I'll see if I have the charger. All right. But stay in this living room next to this outlet where I can see you. All right, where is it? I have to go find my 90s box. All right. Where did you put the box? Pleasant. Where did you put the box? Okay, that's your Zane book collection. All right, that's the weave box. I said I was doing boundaries this year. Now look at me. Ooh, found it. I found it. I'm coming. Now show me that cute little tiny
yes.
ball you got.
Yes. Here, take it. Yes,
all right, let me see
if
this works. Yay, it does. It fits.
Prominence. Thank you, Pleasant. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So how long do you think this will take? Because I'm trying to see my boo tonight, okay?
She's going. Stella, how long until fully recharged?
At this current input, 10 omegas.
Oh. You're kidding
me. What's an omega? Like a Q-dog omega? How long does that take? I need to get my hair together for tonight because, I'm trying to see my boo. And she always brings the fire, so I'm just trying to meet her energy. All right, pass me that comb next to you right there. Right?
Comb?
Right, yes.
Comb? This?
Yes, the comb. Now it's time for the takedown. So how long have you been growing those locks?
These? All of my life. We don't cut our hair until we reach Ovidhood.
Ovid what?
When I grow up.
Okay, well, you need... I'm just keep honest with you. You need a retwist, but maybe you go for the whole Rastafarian thing. Cute.
Or...
So I need to take down my hair, and it's going to take me a couple hours.
Why?
So you see how this is woven in together?
Mm-hmm.
I need to unwove it.
Oh. Oh. I think I can untangle that.
Say that again. You don't sound too sure. You think or you know?
I know. I can untangle that. I can do that. The down take.
Take down.
The takeoff.
Take. You know what? Fine. I'm tight on time, so I'm going to let you help me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But be careful with me. All right? Like Cardi B says.
Right. Bang, bang, bang.
Right. Bang, bang, bang. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Well...
Help me.
Okay.
You can... I'm gonna sit down. Now, don't be acting like it's all tough back there now.
Yank.
Hey. Be careful. That's my kitchen. Be careful.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, this is all
massage.
The...
Gentle.
Okay. Right? Like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Use your fingertips, not your nails.
This is...
We don't know where them been.
Let's see. This is all the same type. It's easy. Alpha, yes. Beta, gamma. You okay. Just gamma, beta, alpha.
Slow. Alpha. You pulling a little
gamma,
tight now.
Beta.
Goddamn.
Alpha, gamma, beta, alpha, and then you just have to. Done.
Done. Bitch, I know you lying.
I did it. I did.
In literal milliseconds. Oh, you have to tell me your secrets.
I did it. Oh, wow. Okay, well.
You seem relieved.
Yeah.
How did you do this?
Gladys. Gladys on Planet Octavia. She taught me. Well, she tried to teach me. You know, I just, to be honest, at the time, I wasn't really ready to listen.
So I might need to make an appointment at Planet Octavia, you said?
Yeah.
You know what? Since you did such a good job, stay right there. I'm gonna go get my other stuff. We got time for a deep condition, too. Woo! Oh. I have never seen anyone handle 4C hair like that. I'm so excited.
Wait, Stella, how's the battery?
My battery has been charged by 0.00001%, Duran.
Gamma, damn it.
Okay, so this is the conditioner, and then we're going to use this as an oil, but then we're going to wet it first so that the oils and the conditioner can work together on the root, all right?
Whew, all right.
Okay, have at thee.
Okay. Gamma, beta, alpha. You know, have at thee. This sounds like Nikkei. Nikkei talks like that.
Who's Nikkei?
My older sibling.
What's up with your family?
That's a story. You ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well...
Wait on me, I'm here.
Yeah, my family's pretty small.
Ooh, jealous. I'm the second to the youngest.
I never even wanted to do this. Saturn Returns are just so gamma damn ancient. No one even knows why we still do it. Not really.
Go through a Saturn Return. I went through my Saturn Return, but you know, also, do not call yourself an alien, baby.
But it's what that I is... am. I'm alien.
No, you are second gen or third gen, whatever.
No, for us pronouns, when we're growing up, we don't really choose genders until Ovidhood. Everything before that is a placeholder.
Ovidhood?
Mm-hmm. And your story?
I stopped going to school when my mom got sick, and I took care of her. I watched her transition, and now it's just me, my siblings, and now my girlfriend Val. And our relationship feels like that's just for me. Us, me and my partner.
I think I'm jealous of some parts, but for the others, I'm sorry, Pleasant.
Yeah.
That sounds, like your parents. That sounds, well, I don't know. I don't know. How do you feel now about that?
I'm so tired.
Tired?
I'm just exhausted of being everything to everyone. And I feel like I'm not focusing enough on what I want and what my dreams are. And who I want to be. But I'm starting to ask for help. Being with Val teaches me to ask for help, which is the only reason that I allowed you to touch my hair. So this is growth.
So that's why you're calling this new growth. I get it.
Yeah, something like that. It sounds like you and I have some alignment. I feel like even this experience, like, you have quite literally... allow me to reclaim my time. I'm going to make this date on time. I'm going to be so cute.
Oh.
Wow. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh.
A black woman just actually reclaiming her time?
Huh.
A concept.
You deserve that. You deserve some more time.
Greetings, Duran. Battery at 15%.
Just 15%? Gamma, damn it.
So, like, what can she do exactly?
Well, she's like a guide. Like, she leads me to other places.
I mean, it's giving back to the future, but baby girl don't even seem like she can stream music.
It's true. She can travel through time and space. She can take you anywhere in the world. Galaxy, technically. When she's fully charged. And she's also my only way home.
I don't think so. I don't trust it.
Wait, well, Stella, what can you do currently to show her that I'm not lying?
I can make a call.
Oh, wow. She can make a call. In the future, they still making phone calls.
Okay, Stella, how in the ninth hell can making calls help anything?
Somebody just learned how to say sorry today, so...
Oh.
Sounds like you need to be making these calls and going on that apology tour, from what I heard. Yeah, got that ass. Remember what you said earlier?
Only because you reminded me.
Right, and you do have some calls to make, Mr. Duran Durag.
Whatever. Stella, call Nikkei. Ugh.
Calling Nikkei.
And perk up. Be forgiving. Say it with your chest.
I'm waiting, even though they're probably halfway to Alpha Centauri the way they took off, so.
This is the inbox of Nikkei.
Of course. This message.
What?
Hello, Nikkei. I just want.
Say it with your heart.
I just needed to call you to say
I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry. And I was wrong. And you were right. I'm sorry.
You only talk get soon. One sibling.
I hope. Bye. There. Happy?
Yes! See? You did good. You did all that. You know, people be going all the way around the world just to find care and compassion. Oh, what the fuck? Is this an earthquake in New York City? Oh my God. Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God, we gotta get under a table.
Okay, calm. Okay,
God.
It's not that big of a deal.
Some California shit.
This is, Oh, wait. Nikkei?
Duran. And what? You are.
Oh, no!
This is Pleasant, my new bipedal friend.
Oh.
My first ever friend, actually.
They just barge through here like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, she's screaming because
this?
I don't know.
Y'all gotta get up. Why is the earth shaking?
Either way, let's chat on family frequency for a second. First of all, I can't. Did you really just warp here to...
To hear you admit the impossible? Yes.
Aren't you busy?
Terribly. I'm sigmas behind because of your return and having to commentate on all of it. Anyway, back to you.
Well, I don't admit when I'm wrong, or when I need help, or when I have feelings that I don't like. I lash out. I hurt people. I don't know why I do that. And I'm sorry for hurting you.
Apology accepted.
What?
Prolonging forgiveness is a nymph sport. I'm full Ovid. You are forgiven.
Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, my return. Failed that.
Spectacularly.
Nikkei, what's gonna happen to me?
For once, I don't know. Saturn works in mysterious ways. Consider this. If the point of the return is to grow up, to become a better version of yourself, then didn't you do that?
Huh.
I'm ready to go home. Tell your human goodbye. Reset frequency.
Okay. I'm breathing. I'm breathing.
Oh, good.
I know something was off with you, but you know me.
Now, for proper introductions, this is just my older sibling, Nikkei. You don't need to be afraid of anything. Don't be scared.
Greetings, pleasant human. You are charmed, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, bet. Pleasant. Nice to put a face to the... Is this real?
No touch. You die within seconds.
I've got so many questions. I need weed, but maybe not. What was I smoking earlier? Because this is wild.
Stella, how's that battery?
My battery is at the same percentage I told you when you last asked.
Let me guess, you need a ride.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Well, it's about time.
Time. Stella, I have an idea. I'd like to reassign you to someone new. Can I do that in safe mode?
Yes, Duran. But please note that once you gift Estella to a new owner, the previous user will be incompatible for the rest of eternity.
Oh.
Would you still like to continue?
Yes.
Okay, Duran. Who would you like to assign me to?
Pleasant.
Pleasant?
Pleasant? Wait, I mean, me? Me? Why me?
Well, I failed my return.
You do realize that you are giving up the keys to time and space, don't you?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Oh.
If anyone deserves the powers of traversing time and space, it's you, Pleasant.
Duran, you're serious?
I'm surprised as well. This isn't like you, Duran. All this oxygen must be getting to you. Are you certain?
100%. Easiest decision I've ever made. Stella, initiate the Well, what do we call the whole passing over thing that's happening right now?
Entering Ovid Hood. Safe mode off. Congratulations, Duran. Welcome to Ovid Hood.
What?
What?
Wait, I passed? Stella, how's that possible?
Earth was your final mission, and letting go of me, your guide, and your ticket to anything was your final test.
I don't know what to say.
That's a first.
Hello, Pleasant. It's lovely to meet you. What are your Trinity signs?
My what?
She has a sun in Sagittarius, right?
Oh, right, yes. Sun in Sagittarius. A moon in Cancer.
And your ascendant.
Taurus. I know, right?
Alignment complete. Hello, Pleasant. I am now your Stella.
Hey, girl. So what we doing? We can go anywhere you like across time and space. What you want? Neptune? Mars? Red Lobster? I can do it all.
What? Now I want one. This is the Stella model I should have got. Why'd I get stuck with stiff Stella?
Because you couldn't handle this Stella, boo.
I know that's right, bitch. You mean I can get my time back? I can get, oh my God, bitch. Reclaiming my time. It's my time and I can reclaim it.
Time is a circle, Pleasant. Like fads and verses, birthdays and hearses, everything comes back around in time.
All right, poetic justice. Well, I can go back in time and meet Harriet Tubman. I can meet Maya Angelou. Toni Morrison. Oh, bitch, yes.
Still 100% certain.
Okay, maybe like 98.
Holy shit. I can save Nat Turner, bitch. Oh, bitch, it's on. Get the strap, it's on. I can stop colonization. Oh, fuck you, hungry colonizers. I can do all this. And I have time to do. I have time to do my hair. Wait till Val hears this. Come here, Pooh.
Mm.
Thank you. Mm.
You're welcome.
Gracious. Mm. Ugh, so saccharine here on this planet.
Well, when you actually get friends, you'll understand too.
Well, Gamma Dam, it would appear that my younger sibling has learned how to throw shade. What is this new feeling swelling in my heart like a supernova?
Mm-hmm.
Pride.
Overdramatic. It's time to go. Come on. Pleasant, we're leaving now, so brace yourself. See you in space. Look me up. I'm the only durag I know, and the best.
Okay, hon. You take care.
Only if you do.
Stanley? Stanley!
Stanley.
We're going home. Open gate.
Wait. Hold up now. I know y'all wasn't ending this here party without parting words from DJ Saturn. All right now, let's wrap this up with DJ Saturn's Sayonara Sonnet. We stand Duran's journey in Renaissance. He found the truth in cosmic messages. We loved how he took action in response. Proof that he's a true Sagittarius. We have slain the cis white male straight gaze with something queer and intergalactic. But to the audience goes all the praise. Thank you for tripping our light fantastic. When things get hard, chill with us in deep space. You must reclaim your time and beliefs then. To us, relinquish the pains you have faced. But first, embrace the passage of seasons. This break from life is what you've earned. Signing off is your host, DJ Saturn.
Return was written by Duran Durag himself. That's right, Cy Cion. This show was developed by Cy Cion, Jessica Jupiter, Chloe Prasinos, and Leela Day. It was produced by Jessica Jupiter, Alexis Moore, Kristen Torres, and Eric Mennel. Directed by Jessica Jupiter and Chloe Prasinos. Edited by Leela Day and Chloe Prasinos, with additional editorial support from Josh Gwynn, Emmanuel Hapsis, Eric Mennel, and Max Linsky. Our senior managing producer is Asha Saluja. Starring Cy Cion as Duran Durag, Himia Freeman as DJ Saturn, JoJo Farrell as Nikkei, Sajda Waite as Stella, Gofen Mputubwele as Stanley, Amber Abundance as Pleasant, Isaiah Thompson as V, David Girard as No, Leela Day as Gladys, and Cy Cion as Obsidian. Sound design by James Rollins and Eric Mennel. Music by Arthur Conseil and Cy Cion. Additional music courtesy of Marmoset. Engineering support from Davey Sumner and Sharon Bardalis. Pineapple's head of engineering is Raj Makija. Our executive producers are Max Linsky, Jenna Weiss-Berman, and Leela Day. Visuals and marketing by Grace Chen, Moira Curran, Hadim Dang, Kurt Courtney, and Meredith Rice. Legal services for Pineapple Street by Bianca Grimshaw at Granderson Des Rochers and Crystal Tupja at Odyssey. Episode art by Jonathan Conda. Thanks for listening to The 11th. We'll be back next month with something entirely new and entirely different.